Hi all, welcome to another episode of the Orlando Addict Podcast. This is actually a special episode released all because of SeaWorld. While I was recording parts of my episode, I noticed that SeaWorld are doing concerts with your park ticket over the next few weeks. It looks like we've missed 2 weeks of it, so with 2 weeks to go, I want to give people some time to see it. I'm going to basically release this on a Thursday or a Wednesday, probably Thursday, and shock everyone. It's short and sweet. There's no Denny news, there's no random chat from me, there's no audience participation with questions on social media. It's just pretty much quick thing on Universal, quick thing on Disney, and the quick thing on SeaWorld, and that's pretty much it. So enjoy this episode of the Orlando Addict Podcast.
Also, there may be swearing in this episode, so this may not be for young ears.
So before we go into this new podcast of mine, what's the special one this week? Today, Universal Studios announced their new theme park coming in probably 3 to 4 years, maybe. That's just speculation for me. There's no date they've given yet. It's called the Epic Universe. It's going to be about, I believe, 12 minutes away from the original park if you go by car or one of their transportation systems. Universal is pushing for the new train from South Florida to have a stop at the convention center, which is near Universal Epic Universe, so easier for people to then get down there. And I'm guessing there's a train station there. They're probably going to put some like buses or something to the theme park there to help people out get down to there. It's a great some concept art of it. It looks like it's going to be a massive hotel, a lot of lake space. No news yet on what areas are going to be themed. We've obviously got rumors like Mario and classic monsters, but nothing official yet and no official date when it's opening. There's been a map out. It says it's about 10 to 12 minute drive down from the original one to the new one, down past Endless Summer's Resort and from the original Universal Studios Resort area. Some of the stuff they said, obviously, today, they didn't really give much out, was obviously the Epic Universe theme. Listen to the After Dark Podcast Network's Universal After Dark Podcast, who are also recording tonight, so they will be releasing, they will go more in depth about it than I will, and when more news comes out on my next podcast, I will talk about it more. So yeah, that's pretty much about the new epic news we got today, and I hope everyone's excited for it like I am. Yeah, right, so I was looking at something on DizDining.com, and they did a thing about inspiring your kitchen, 10 perfect Walt Disney World souvenirs for your kitchen. So let's go through them and have a look. Look, the first one is what I am, a mug. So the mugs, you cannot go to Disney without drooling over 100 amazing mugs around the park. God, there is so many. I already have too many, but I always want more. I can't find pretty much any kind of mug to match your personality. There are tons of character options, attraction, Pacific, yearly park, you name it. Don't forget travel mugs. I personally love my Mickey pants mug and food and wine travel tumbler in the wish list. Yeah, I do like the mugs. There's so many different ones. The thing is, I don't drink tea or coffee, so I don't tend to get it for myself. Last one I bought was for my mum, was Tinkerbell, as she's Tinkerbell mad. The next thing is a Disney French press. It's total, if you're a total coffee snob, and you know the Disney French press is perfect for you. It's tiny, one cup coffee maker, and Disney cuts out the outside, outs on the outside. It's you know, cut out pictures and that. It's adorable. This powerful tool is great for any coffee lovey kitchen. Make sure you grab some of the Disney Park or the Resort Blends, caffeinate your day. Yum. I'm not sure if I would grab Disney flavors. You probably get exactly the same flavors elsewhere cheaper, but tidy up to you. Then number three is Minnie's Walt Disney World cups and magic plates. So pretty much that gives that away. Minnie Mouse plates, cutlery and cups. Number four would be Mickey and Minnie's cheese board. Yep, I'll just leave that there. I like this one. Number five, the aprons and that, you know, chef needs an apron, right? And there's some adorable aprons options, adults for kids alike. Some options are pure white with simple pictures in the middle and can be customized. And the others are a bit more involved. I love the Well, I don't love it, but people do love the Belladress, and I love the Spider-Man apron. They look more like costumes than kitchen accessories. My mum has a Mickey Mouse apron, and she wears that, and she really serious about cooking. When she wears it, I know something good is about to happen. Yeah, don't forget that you can also get the oven gloves as well, and things like that, like the Mickey hands. So I think them sort of things are pretty cool. You've got Mickey measuring cups. Obviously, that's measuring food and all that sort of stuff. Number seven is food and wine cookbooks for the adults, you know, more Mickey related, I suppose. An absolute kitchen must. Every year, Epcot International Food and Wine Festival releases a cookbook. I think it's quite a good idea. Compilations of the recipes featured in the food booths for the festivals. It's an awesome way to bring some of the tasty Disney magic. It's also fun and have a collection of cookbooks. So what you can look back to your favourite recipe and relive the fun. So that's a pretty good idea, because I know a lot of people like food and wine at Epcot, and you know, when you've got free credits and that, if you're doing the dining plan, you try these things and you think, that's nice. Well, Disney will give you the option to try and make them yourself. So, you know, give it a go. Number eight, Be Our Guest tableware. That's obviously the elegant collection inspired by our Be Our Guest restaurant in Fantasyland in Magic Kingdom. From the movie Beauty and the Beast, you can actually purchase the tableware that is used in the restaurants, so bring home the classiness too. In the collection, you can buy a dessert plate table, runner napkins, flatware, set placement, stemmed wine glass, and bread pan. So yeah, if you like that restaurant and you want to try that stuff, get it. Number nine, Park ice cube trays. Very big novelty this is, but I don't think it's worth it. I love the silicone ice cube trays. The moulds within the tray includes a Mickey head. That's pretty cool. You don't have to put ice cubes in it, guys. Put chocolate in. And you can have a little chocolate Mickey's. There's a little idea for you. Head and pants. Mini bowl, Goofy hat, Donald hat, Chip and Dale acorn, and a Mickey balloon. Cinderella castle and Mickey's bar. Unbelievably cute. This sweet accessory brings so much magic to drink. Do you know what? I said I wasn't interested, but I am quite interested now. I need to find these. And last but not least, Haunted Mansion coasters. The Haunted Mansion coasters are so clever and fun. I think everyone with a sense of humour should have them in their home. Packaged in a coffin, these coasters are inspired by the tombstone in the graveyards of the cute and famous ride of Magic Kingdom. Each coaster, one of the humorous engraved in the stone. Most Grease, Master Gracie, good old Fred, dear departed brother Dave and Leetta. Always room for one more. So yeah, there's just a few things you could get to add to your kitchen and make it feel more like Disney for you. Entirely up to you if you want to do it. Not cheap. Of course, you don't have to buy this stuff from Disney. You can look online like Amazon and that. Go to places like Walmart if you're in Orlando and look for accessories that way as well. So yeah, just a nice little trick to make your kitchen if you're Disney mad, and just to, you know, have a little bit of fun. So here's something out of the parks again. Basically, this is 11 best Florida springs to take kids to in the summer. So if you don't want to go to theme parks and you just want to go to a park, like, you know, like a what we'd have in England, but so these would be 10 times bigger, you know, like woods and that, and ponds and lakes. Instead of fighting the crowds at theme parks, this summer, take your kids to one of Florida's most beautiful natural springs for a day of outdoor adventure. Florida is home for 700 springs with shimmering shades and bright blue and emerald waters. Perfect for taking a plunge or hopping in a kayak or canoe. From 72 degrees swimming holes to a paddler's paradise. Here's the best Florida springs you take your kids in the summer. We've got Three Sisters Springs, Crystal River, nearby hotels, apparently considered as one of the most beautiful springs in the Sunshine State. Three Sisters Springs is a swimmers and snorkelers paradise. While it is a hot spot for manatees in winter, in summer you'll find crystalline waters and they are great for swimming, kayaking and canoeing. Crystal River is known for its ambience and freshwater springs and originates at King Bay. It's many native and migratory and different species. Why? The 1.5 miles of scenic feel nature trails around the Three Sisters Spring reveals impressive views of the area. We've got Wikiwachi Spring State Park, the Wikiwachi, an iconic park that dates back to 1947. Wiriwachi Springs is world famous for its unique underwater theatre and enhancing mermaid show. It is also a great place to enjoy outdoor adventures while the entire family with the entire family. As it's crystal clear and 72 degrees water are perfect for afternoon swimming, snorkeling and river cruising. Take a kayak or a canoe, paddle downstream and spot bald eagles, turtles and a variety of birds. Or visit the kid-friendly water park called Buccaneer Bay and enjoy a thrilling water slides. That's pretty cool. We got, I can't say it properly, Gilchrist Blue Springs State Park High Springs. The newest addition to the Florida State Parks is Gilchrist Blue Springs. It's home to a, well, I'm going to spell it for you, it's G-I-L-C-H-R-I-S-T. It's home, all right, so this one is home to beautiful displays of natural springs, the natural wonder. Is a perfect spot for an outdoor adventure from paddling and snorkeling to wildlife watching along with boardwalk and quiet rural 250 acre area. Pack your sunscreen and enjoy a family friendly day in the picturesque park where outdoor enthusiasts all ages can enjoy kayaking, canoeing, picnicking or jumping from huge wooden platforms into the cool crystalline waters. That sounds kind of cool. Okay, I'm not even going to try and say this one. Florida, why don't you try and make the hardest words on the planet? You're getting as bad as Wales. So it's Ichikani Springs State Park, Fort White. So that's Ichikanwe. Located in Fort White, just northwest of Gainesville, this spring state park is great for summer adventures with kids. While summer can get crowded, visit early on a weekday and spend a day tumbling down the crystal clear springs. It's got six miles of shaded hammocks and wetlands, offer a lush canopy of live oak and crispy and cypress trees. Swimming, snorkeling and canoeing are also popular throughout the eight major springs, while hiking and spotting white-tailed deer and great blue herons are perfect for adventurous families. I think you'll notice most of these are basically going to have canoeing in. And then we got Guineas Springs High Springs. Boasting mesmerizing landscapes, take the kids this summer to the springs in High Springs to see some of the clearest springs in the state. It's hard not to be lured by the 200 acres of natural beauty lining the banks of Santa Fe River as the entire family gets excited about a day of canoeing, tumbling and snorkeling. Snorkeling adventures offer a glimpse of colourful schools of fish and turtles, or you can just spot the area diverse wildlife from the stand-up paddle boards. Next one is the Rainbow Springs State Park in Dunnellan, I believe. Officially a state park since 1930s, Rainbow Springs actually has evidence that people have been enjoying it over 10,000 years. Bloody hell. Walk through the moss-covered cypress trees, a spot of floral garden, impressive waterfalls. The waterfalls would impress me. Some amazing photo opportunities, I think. And five main springs before indulging in a refreshing dip in the natural swimming pool. Families looking to relax can enjoy swimming, snorkeling, canoeing and kayaking, while more adventurous visitors grab a tube and paddle through the river or hike one of the well-known trails known as spotting fox, squirrels, turkeys and deer. That's nice, that's an interesting one, I thought. The next one is Silver Glen Springs in Oakley National Forest, OCALA National Forest. Another historic natural wonder, Silver Glen Springs is the recreation area, an important archaeological site located in the National Forest. Concentrating in the surrounding forests of oak, cedar and pines, a blue-green water are great for swimming, snorkeling and canoeing again. Floating above the shallow sandy bottom of the springs, you will find a mix of fresh and saltwater fish to admire. It is no wonder that this is a spot of the Native Americans and European settlers dating back 7,000 years ago. The next one is Wekiwa Springs. That's Wekiwa Springs. State Park in Apopka. A short drive outside the Orlando sits the Waikika Springs State Park, 7,800 acres, stretch of land that nature-loving families can enjoy, and pleasant summer day of soaking natural Central Florida beauty. And hop the 72 degrees water for an afternoon swim. In the gentle currents, they are great for families and kids, and they can lounge on floaties and enjoy stunning views of century-old trees and old Florida attractions. Well, the next one is, by the way, if you can hear my phone, girl, if I do apologize. The next one is Madison Blue Springs State Park in Madison. One of Florida's newest state parks, actually. Madison Blue Springs, it sits between Jacksonville and Tallahassee, home of the first magnetized spring. It is home of 82 foot wide and 20 foot deep spring that bubbles into a limestone basin along with West Banks and something river, the River Lacookie River. Walk along the paths and lead springs to admire a view of the rock, the platforms, the hop, the springs, and your inflatables and tubes. There's also a wooden platform step for swimmers. Also, you got the last one, Edward Ball Wakula Springs State Park, Crawfordville. Perfect for day swimming. Edward Ball Wakula Springs State Park in Crawfordville boasts 6,000 acres of natural surroundings. You will find one of the largest and deepest freshwater springs in the world here, which flows into Wakula River. Let the kids do cannonballs off a wooden jumping tower, hop off one of the popular glass bottom boat tours. Yeah, so I do one of the glass tour. Bloody hell, try and say that when you're drunk. By park rangers and relax in the sunbathing platform amid clear and cool spring rivers. I thought that was the last one. There is one more. The Jackson Blue Springs Park in Marina, located in North Florida. The idyllically crystal clear waters of Jackson Blue Springs Park are perfect for swimming, kayaking and paddleboarding, and even diving. While its psychedelic landscapes offer a glimpse of some Florida's diverse bird life, this beautiful park is also great for family-friendly destinations, with an extensive list of site facilities where you can play a game of volleyball. In volleyball courts, let them loose in your children's playground, or relax in the park benches and Piscaret beach area. During the summer season, lifeguards keep watch and designate swimming area. So yeah, that's pretty much all of them. So if you want to try something a teeny bit different with families and just to cool down and relax areas, and you're willing to leave Orlando and go out around places, look these up and give them a go. Tell you what I'll do, I'll add this one to my show notes later on. And when you look through the show notes, it'll be on there, and you can look these up yourself through the show notes. Right, guys, I've got a few things from Universal Studios here. I'm not going to read them all. I'm going to do a guide of Universal Hotel events. We've got Sunday brunch at the Hard Rock Hotel Orlando. The kitchen at the Hard Rock Hotel turns up its volume on a Sunday brunch. This brunch includes a buffet for all the breakfast favorites, plus a carving station, salmon platters and pastries, and bottomless Bloody Marys, all tied together at the sounds of an acoustic performance. Just remember, the Bloody Marys are free, but you have to be over 21 to purchase, and please drink responsible, because the last thing you want to do is get thrown out of the hotel. The next one is the Wantilan Luau at Royal Pacific Resort. That's Wantilan. No need to travel to the Hawaii when you bring the Hawaii to you. Every Saturday night, the Luau at Lowe's Royal Pacific Resort gives you a taste of Polynesian culture and hula dances, fire dances and more. It's an exciting event, and this is great for the entire family. The best part, enjoying the traditional Hawaiian buffet. That's even roasted pig and bottomless Mai Tai house of wine beer. Yet again, over 21 to consume alcohol. Then we've got something for the whole family. Despicable Me character breakfast at Lowell's Pacific Resort. Pretty much me, you get your breakfast, your favourite Illumination Despicable Me characters. That's what every Saturday at Lowe's Pacific Resort. Fill up the buffet of morning favourites, including pancakes, bacon, scrambled eggs and more. You meet some of your favourite Despicable Me characters, including Gru, Margot, Edith, Agnes and the Minions. Then there's a couple of Red Velvet sessions at the Hard Rock Hotel. The Red Velvet session, the first one, Velvet session as its own, is over 21. And then you've got the Velvet Unplugged, what's all families. And the Velvet Unplugged is the one where you see up and coming superstars, rock out and play their music. The next one is Harbour Nights at Lowe's Portofino Bay Hotel. Take a stroll through the harbour under the twinkling stars filled sky of Lowe's Portofino Bay Hotel. Harbour Nights is a seasonal event that takes place four times a year and features gourmet food stations from all the hotel restaurants, as well as an unlimited wine section and live band. Regular and VIP tickets are available for this event. VIP tickets, though, includes reserved seating, additional staff, hors d'oeuvres, and food and wine station dedicated to VIP guests only. Yet again, this event is for guests over 21 years and older, and you must be 21 to drink. The next one is another drinking one, Jack's Beer Festival, Lowe's Louisville, Royal Pacific Resort. This one's basically just beers, and that is VIP part two again, but yeah, this is only for adults and it's over 21 to drink. You got Jake's Beer Dinner at Look, the Royal Pacific Resort, I've given him in some reason not being able to say that word, but I've been saying my whole life. Held once a quarter, Jack's Beer Dinner at Royal Pacific Resort invites you to an expertly prepared five-course dinner event with craft and beers appearing from local and regional breweries. Before being seated for this event, enjoy cocktail, reception, light refreshments, and the hors d'oeuvres. You've got Wine Riffs at Hard Rock Hotel. Sometimes rock stars, you need to take a break and relax. What better way than that than Wine Riffs, the Hard Rock Hotel? Wine Riffs explores a mix of wine, food, and music in the way you can experience Hard Rock Hotel Orlando with a multi-course dinner menu and wine pairing. The featured wineries, it's a wine dinner like no other. Over 21 again. Have you started to notice they're obsessed about drinking? So how about rum diet? The rum dinner at Lowe's Sapphire Fall Resort. Rum fans unite, and specifically rum dinner at Lowe's Sapphire Falls Resort. You enjoy light reception with reception refreshments and past hors d'oeuvres, and then seated five course dinner paired with craft rums from the Caribbean. The party doesn't stop there, as the evening wraps up with Afterglow, the island paradise. This event is only for guests 21 years and older, and obviously you have to be 21 to drink. So that's the ones, basically. So quite a lot really for adults there, but not everyone and children. So, you know, it's always good to think about the adults as well. If you like a good drink, I think I've given you quite a few options there. So give them a go at Universal. And as I say, always get back to me and tell me what you think of them. Right, let's get on to another one. As I've done Disney and Universal, it's only fair to bring up one of the smaller ones. SeaWorld Orlando heats up with summer concert series Return of the Fun Card. I'm going to read this because I've never heard of it. SeaWorld is kicking summer up a notch with an announcement for a new weekend concert series, as well as limited time Return of the Fun Card. The park will host a pop-ups galore this page, so I'm losing what I'm reading. The park will host four weekend series of concerts starting on July 20th. It's already started. The indoor concert series will be held in the Nautilus, Nautilus Theatre twice daily on Saturday and Sundays. Guests can purchase reserved VIP seating for selected performances, which online. As a limited number of these seating options are now available. So the first one would have been Colt Ford on the 20th to 21st of July. The next one, what's also been missed for the podcast, would have been Vertical Horizons. The one after that is Jefferson Starship on August the 3rd and 4th. Might be missed again. Dear, I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to release this podcast, this is going to be a special podcast released early, I've decided, because I can get the 3rd and 4th in there, and the last one, Blood, Sweat and Tears, on August the 10th and 11th. Additionally, the Fun Card is back for a limited time. Guests can pay for pay for less than a day and get to play the rest of the year. With a purchase of the fun card, which is valid for park entrance now through the end of 29, includes with fun card admission, guests can enjoy all SeaWorld events in 29 for free, including Praise Wave, Craft Beer Festival, Spooktacular, what I'm going to be doing, and SeaWorld's Christmas celebration, what my mum did years ago, and it sounded amazing to her, so I'm glad she did it. SeaWorld Orlando Fun Card can be purchased now for $79.99, and a two-part fun card is also available for SeaWorld and Aquatica for $99.99. So here you go, guys, a bit on SeaWorld as well. It's short and sweet. As I said, normally I don't release a podcast. I usually give it a week off and do it every other week. But now I've added this to it, I feel like I'm going to release this as a short podcast on Saturday or Sunday, probably on the Sunday. So if you're listening, it's a Sunday. Sunday, I believe, will be Sunday the 4th. I'm going to release this. So this is going to be a special short podcast release just because of this SeaWorld thing. Otherwise, it's kind of pointless having it in there. So that's it for this short and sweet episode of the Orlando Addict Podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Obviously, back to normal next week. I'm also hopefully going to have a guest. If not, I have backup stuff talking about Disney Springs and other stuff like that. Other things you can do in Disney, Disney. Maybe talk about the Magical Express from the MCO. All stuff like that. Obviously, news with Denny. Random chat with me. I'll be talking about seeing the Fast and Furious new movie, Hobbs and Shaw. Football getting underway properly again with the championship in England, how Chelsea's pre-season's going, and me rambling on about the weather and how it needs to stay nice and warm so I can get a tan before I go to Orlando in September. So I hope you enjoyed this episode and see you again in a week.
Son of a whore!
If you'd like to follow me, I'm on Instagram, Orlando Addict. Also on Twitter, at Addict Orlando. YouTube is Baldphil PDG CFC 79 videos. Facebook page, Orlando Addict. And obviously, if you'd like to ask me any questions, you can get hold of me either on the Anchor app or you can email me on baldphil@gmail.com. That's baldphill@gmail.com. Baldphil out.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.